We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Kemper Catholic has another big playoff game this week in Class 2A, and it's a rematch with OABCIG. Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for KC, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this week's rematch with the Falcons?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I feel good about it. You know, we talk to our kids each week. Our goal is just to be playing better football each week, too. And the kids are doing a good job of, you know, being locked in, improving, working hard in practice, doing all those little things that can help us improve.
What stood out the most in your first round win over Grandview Christian?
No, I thought the defense played well. You know, they were communicating well. They caused some turnovers, things like that too, that helped our offense in a good position. And just, you know, Grandview Christian was a really good team that played some tough opponents this year too. So it was a good team win and played well on all three levels.
Who were some of the guys that stood out there for you defensively here recently?
I thought that Jack Bating and, you know, Charlie Mayhall, Sean Healy had some really good games for us.
In what way?
They did their job. Those are senior guys that are kind of leaders out there that just really kind of make sure everybody's on the same page and do a great job of that.
No doubt. Your team seems to be peaking at the right time. You've beaten two really good football teams back-to-back weeks. Okoboji, the last game of the regular season, you thought maybe that was going to be a tight one for a district title. You won 35-0, then you beat Grandview 35-0. What's that like for you to see your team? Do you feel like you're playing your best football right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see the kids execute. You know, there's always things that we can clean up on. You know, that's one thing we talk to our kids a lot and say, you know, how can we get better? How can we improve? You know, at the end of the day, we're doing well. We talk about it, but that needs to be consistent. And, you know, lots where you go back and film, you learn from things about, you know, about giving things that happen well, why do they happen, type deal, and how can we keep getting better at them too.
The other thing is some coaches like for their team to face adversity, to go through some tough challenges. How would you say that this team has had to overcome some issues and some things along the way? Because if you just look at the schedule, it doesn't look like that.
Yeah. You know, we know throughout the season too, you know, we've been down a half of four, you know, we've had things not go our way and stuff like that too. So we remind the kids of that too. And a lot of it comes from our practice, and we put them in adverse situations at practice where they have to make, you know, finish certain drills or certain plays X amount of times or whatever it is. But and we talked about that, about how it's installed in them and throughout the season.
What areas do you feel like your football team has improved the most from the beginning of the season to now?
I'd just say consistency, you know, and the consistency and just playing together and understanding the game plan, you know. Defensively, I think we've improved along the way. O-line's coming a long way, too. I think just everybody that's on the field and on the sideline just being on the same page and playing together.
So you played OABCIG the first time and beat them 43-22, but it was you were trailing at halftime. What do you remember about that game that your team was able to do better in the second half?
Yeah, they're a really good team, really well coached, with some good players too. And the kids know that and they're aware of it, and got a lot of respect to them. So it kind of is that use that. Oh, that first time playing that playoff game, you know, that game was 5 weeks ago. Both of us are different teams now, so now we kind of use that mostly just to learn from. And we know that, you know, that we treat everybody in the state now as 0-0 and has a goal of playing their best football right now. So that's really kind of what we focus on.
What impresses you the most about them?
Their kids play really hard. You know, they don't give up. They have some really good skill players, good quarterback, running back, receivers, and the O-line's getting better too. And they just play hard and never give up.
What about Rafe Jensen, their quarterback? He could throw it, he could run it, he could do a lot of different things. What scares you the most about what he could do?
Yeah, he's a crafty player too. You know, he made us miss plenty of tackles that first time around too. And we've seen him on films other games too. So yeah, he's just a really good player too. We just got to know, like we talk to the kids, but we just got to trust our technique, trust our basics with him, and make sure to don't give up on any plays and play with heart.
I think probably the key stat in the football game when I was looking at it was that you had 8 sacks in that football game. What can you say? What can you remember about what kind of pressure that you got on them? Was it most in the second half? Was it spread out? I mean, how did that come about?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it just from our guys playing too. They might have had a bobble snap in there or something like that as well too. But you know, he also made us miss. I told you we really don't talk about that because you know he made us miss probably more than 8 times. So we got to make sure that we're focused on you know what we can do and not talk to the guys anything from last game. You know, that's out the window. This is a whole brand new ball game, and we got to be geared up, ready to go.
Well, what can you say about your primary pass rushers? I mean, Jack Budding, he's got 8.5 sacks, and Lucas Deal, he's got 8 sacks, and McGuire Hoyt, he's got 6.5 sacks. You know, what makes each of these guys tick and how they're able to get to the quarterback?
Yeah, they just work hard. You know, they're good football players, good athletes. You know, they have a motor that a lot of their sacks come from heart and just you know, getting off blocks and just pursuing them.
And, I mean, your leading tackler is Braden Alford with 58 tackles. He's got 3 sacks, 6 tackles for a loss. You know, what is his biggest attribute as a tackler?
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's a good form tackler, too. You know, he's got really good technique, and he brings, you know, he brings his feet with him, and he's just got, he's a physical kid.
What do you see from OABCIG's defense and how you match up with them?
Yeah, no, they got good defense too. You know, they had some really good linebackers, D line, and obviously some good secondary. So it's one of those deals where you know we know that they're gonna be ready for us. You know, preparing it. So we got to make sure just you know not be greedy, take what's there. You know, keep the sticks moving and just play good, clean football.
How would you describe Jaron Hoffman and what his season has come together, going over 1,200 yards for the year rushing?
Yeah, he's a tough kid that loves football, that just works really hard. You know, he does a good job following his blockers and then just accelerating.
And then, like, in the passing game, Brock Batting is thrown for over 2,000 yards. I guess maybe the most impressive thing is 3 interceptions and 28 touchdowns. That's a pretty good ratio right there. What have you seen with him and just and how he's evolved in terms of mastering the offense and limiting turnovers?
Yeah, you know, he's a great leader for us too, and he's matured with the game too. You know, he makes good decisions. You know, he's we all on the same page. You know, he knows to live the next down. Sometimes you got to throw a ball away, maybe tuck it and run, and then he also will, you know, give our guys opportunities. He makes plays with his feet. Just overall, like, he just does a really nice job of just taking what's there, getting his sticks moving, and then the opportunities pop up.
Do you buy into the philosophy that it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season?
I honestly haven't thought about that or talked about that too. You know, when we found out we got OABCIG, it was like starting from scratch just to make sure that, you know, we keep the same mindset and game plan throughout the season. This is the first time that I've experienced this too, and you know, we're just excited to be where we are in the season, but we know that we got to keep getting better too and just get a game plan just like we would and any other team and respecting them.
Yeah, and just overall, what do you say is your biggest keys this week to come away victorious?
I think just communication. Talking about kids on offense, defense, communication, what they're seeing, and then being disciplined. You know, doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, and then do it to the best of our ability too, and just being locked in. And a lot of times it comes down to, you know, the basics of blocking and tackling.
Well, Coach, it should be a great one. It always is when two teams face each other a second time around, and especially as you get along in the playoffs. Really appreciate your time here on In the Huddle, and best of luck this week. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for Carroll Kemper Catholic football, with us here on KSOM.